rally cry from the steps of Buffalo City Hall. Jessica Bauer Walker, who is chair of the District Parent Coordinating Council's Health Committee, is praising the district for the decision to hire more phys ed teachers and make sure schools are complying with state standards.
We filed a complaint with the State Education Department back in October of 2013, and this is the first time we're making tangible progress, so we're very excited.
The parent organization wants to get the word out to those who might be qualified to apply for the positions.
We're going to keep the pressure on to make sure that these physical education teachers are hired from the beginning of the year.
Right now, most city school students in kindergarten through third grade only receive physical education classes about once every 6 days. Fourth through sixth grade is also out of compliance. Seventh through 12th graders also complain that they're not getting quality physical ed. But Kana Brown graduated from Da Vinci this past school year.
I have physical education every other day. And before that, it was every 3 days. So I would go 3 days without physical education.
Initially, the board approved 48 positions in the school budget, calling on the Buffalo Teachers Federation to agree to allow for a longer school day to add more physical education classes. But BTF leader Phil Ramore refused. However, last week, board member Carl Palladino noted that receivership for struggling schools would change all that.
The receivership legislation will be able to force an expansion of the school day down Mr. Gilmore's throat.
The school board approved the phys ed hirings last week following a lengthy debate. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.